I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 27. Coming up, government pledges $3 million to support Venezuela. PAYE workers urged to spend tax savings wisely, and Independence Day to be observed on Saturday, August 6 as scheduled. The details after the break. We no love nowhere
like Jamaica. It's Emancipendence time again, and Pika joins JCDC in celebrating Jamaica 54. Come and apply for your passport, Jamaican citizenship, as well as unconditional landing and extension of stay at the Independence Village Rani Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 6 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pika at Independence Village 2016, August 1 to 6, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now the news. The Jamaican government has pledged $3 million to support Venezuela under the Petrocaribe Development Fund. Speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet press briefing, Minister of Information Senator Ruel Reed said the government took the decision to provide well-needed assistance to Venezuela, which is currently facing an economic crisis resulting in a shortage of critical supplies.
Another $1 million through the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. This decision is taken primarily to give support in the form of medicine, food, and fertilizer.
The Petrocaribe Development Fund was created by the government of Jamaica in 2006 to manage the proceeds accumulated under the Petrocaribe Energy Cooperation Agreement. Under the agreement, the government of Venezuela agreed to convert a portion of each payment due for petroleum products supplied to Petrojam Limited into a long-term concessionary loan. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is encouraging workers to spend their tax savings responsibly. Approximately 251,800 workers benefited from the first phase of the government's income tax relief policy, which saw the income tax threshold moving from $592,800 to $1,272, effective July 1. As a result, numerous Jamaicans are now exempt from paying income tax, while others are benefiting from tax savings. The finance minister is urging workers to be mindful of upcoming back-to-school and other related financial obligations. He adds that the government wants workers to view the move as an incentive to boost overall productivity.
This phase of tax reform is a signal to the Jamaican people that this government wants to put back more into their pockets. And in putting back more into their pockets, we are expecting in return higher levels of personal productivity at the workplace, whether they work in the public or private sector.
Minister Shaw was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says clinic hours will be extended in an effort to enhance patient care in hospitals. Minister Tufton says accident and emergency sections of hospitals need relief from overcrowding by improving the functions of clinics.
So we appreciate that to do that, we have to enhance the quality of service in the primary health facilities. So things like opening hours. You know, you can have a situation where persons leave work at 5 o'clock or 4, and that's the time they have to go to a clinic to get some service for some basic screening or basic treatment, and the clinic closes at 4 or 4:30. It just doesn't, the arrangement doesn't conform to the normal routine of an individual who is a working person. So they end up in the A&E.
Minister Tufton, who was speaking at a press briefing following a tour of the Black River Hospital recently, said the initiative has already started in 5 clinics, which remain open until as late as 10 p.m. In addition to extended opening hours, Dr. Tufton says upgrades to services and personnel will be carried out. And the Ministry of Labor and Social Security has advised that Independence Day will be observed on Saturday, August 6, as scheduled. This in accordance with the Holidays Public General Act, which stipulates that where the 6th of August falls on a Sunday, the following Monday shall be known as Independence Day. The Act, however, does not make provisions for a change of day if August 6 falls on a Saturday. Employees who work on the upcoming public holidays, that is Emancipation Day, Monday, August 1, and Independence Day, Saturday, August 6, will be entitled to payment at double time rates as provided for under the minimum wage orders or other rates specified in their collective labor agreements or employment contracts. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.